So this evening, what we're going to do is we're going to do the chanting first of all. The chanting will be followed by meditation. So everyone's going to have to meditate now. After all these weeks of pilgrimage, I'm sure you have to have some spiritual, spiritual profit from all this, making your meditation the easiest and the best. And after we've done the meditation, then we'll have a bit of a Q&A, because I think some of you got some questions and answers about some of the talks and some of the things in the trip. And by 8:45, then we'll do the ceremonies of a few speeches asking for forgiveness, and we got the special lucky draw for the 4 mala beads, only for those who haven't complained. But the point is, no, I'll mention that later on. So first of all, we can actually do the chanting. And the last time we'll do the chanting here, because in Bangkok we'll all be going our separate ways. So let's do the chanting first of all. I usually say at the end of the retreat, it's last chance for Nirvana.
No.
Okay, please bow a few times.
Sarati Sata Deva Manu Sanam Guru Bhagavan.
pasiko opanaiko pachatam kredinako ibyuri kamaham dhammam abhipujayami tamaham dhammam sirasanamani
supatipano
Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Ujjupatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Yayapatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Samichipatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Yamidam Chattari Purisa Yugani Atta Purisa Pugala Esa Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Ahuneyo Pahuneyo Dakineyo Anjali Karaniyo Anutaram Punya Ketra Prokasa Kamaham Sangham Abhipujayami Tamaham Sangham Sirasanamami
This is what should be done.
By one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace, let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties, and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm, and wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature, let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove, wishing in gladness and in safety, may all beings be happy. Whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be happy. Let none deceive another, or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another, even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, free from hatred and ill will, whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, free from drowsiness, one should sustain this recollection. creation. This is said to be the sublime abiding, by not holding to false views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being free from all sense desires, he is not born again into this world. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
There's a nice chance to do a bit of meditation in India before we go back. So for those of you a bit tired, don't worry about it. You can go to sleep if you like. This is kind time. So any of you who really feel a bit tired, you've got these really comfy armchairs over there. You get one of those and you really enjoy it. Get another chair in front of you, put your feet up. I really enjoy a nice meditation. Okay, so I'd like to make yourselves nice and comfy. Close the eyes. With your eyes closed, just feel your body, be kind to it. Bring all the attention to this thing we call the here and now. We've come a long way, we've still got a long way to go back home. But right at this moment, we're right here, in Delhi, in India, in this hotel room. It's a wonderful thing to be able to, wherever you are in the world, to be able to stop. I don't know about you, but I was looking in the bus because I have told in some of my stories on the red traffic lights in Delhi somewhere they got the words instead of S-T-O-P, R-E-L-A-X, relax. So this is that stop time, the red traffic lights of our life, where we stop the coming and it's not time yet to do the going. So instead we do the staying, the stopping. The relaxing into the moment. That's all we need to do, just to relax. And we allow the meditation to happen. The more you try the meditation, the less you're really doing it properly. The more you relax and let go. And just be the silent observer. Not the doer, but the knower. Bring all the energy into just knowing. Just knowing, just knowing. Not doing anything, just knowing, just knowing. We know the present moment. Might not be to your liking, but it's all we have, is the now. So we can put aside our likes and dislikes, our desire and aversion, and instead accept this moment as a reality of life. If you're somebody who searches for the truth, this is the truth. This moment is truth. So we embrace it, make peace with it, and then we go inside it. Just relaxing, letting go, being at peace. You'll find the inner commentary will start to die down. It'll just become soft by itself. watch the breath. Just invite the breath in. Just fill the mind with the breath. So one gets eventually full awareness of the breath. The only thing one focuses on, just to know the breath. very close to the end of the meditation, spend these last few moments just reflecting on how you feel. Just to notice the quality of your mind, even the quality of your body. See how much relaxed, open, peaceful, free it feels. More peaceful, the more relaxed, the more free, the deeper the meditation. Then to take, or rather to count, three more breaths. At the end of the third breath, open your eyes to come out of the meditation. Okay, so please relax now.